These are the things I know are true. My name is Lu Ling Liu Yang. The names of my husbands were Pan Kai Jing and Edwin Young, both of them dead, and our secrets gone with them. My daughter is Ruth Liu Yi Yang. She was born in a water dragon year, and I in a fire dragon year. So we're the same, but for opposite reasons. I know all this, yet there's one name I cannot remember. It is there in the oldest layer of my memory, and I cannot dig it out. 100 times I have gone over that morning when precious auntie wrote it down. I was only 6 then, but very smart. I could count. I could read. I had a memory for everything. And here is my memory of that winter morning. I was sleepy, still lying on the brick con bed I shared with precious auntie. The flue to our little room was furthest from the stove in the common room, and the bricks beneath me had long turned cold. I felt my shoulder being shaken. When I opened my eyes, precious auntie began to write on a scrap of paper. Then she showed me what she had written.
"I can't see," I complained. "It's too dark."
She huffed, set the paper on a low cupboard, and motioned that I should get up. She lighted the teapot brazier and tied a scarf over her nose and mouth when it started to smoke. She poured face-washing water into the teapot's chamber, and when it was cooked, she started our day. She scrubbed my face and ears. She parted my hair and combed my bangs. She wet down any strands that stuck out like spider legs. Then she gathered long part of my hair into 2 bundles and braided them. She banded the top with red ribbon and the bottom with green. I wagged my head so that my braids swung like the happy ears of palace dogs, and precious auntie sniffed the air as if she, too, were a dog wandering. "What's that good smell?" That sniff was how she set my nickname, Doggy. That was how she talked. She had no voice, just gasps and wheezes, the snorts of a ragged wind. She told me things with grimaces and groans, dancing eyebrows and darting eyes. She wrote about the world on my carry-around chalkboard. She also made pictures with her blackened hands. Hand talk, face talk, and chalk talk were the languages I grew up with, soundless and strong.